Christian marriage is a one-flesh union. That phrase comes from Genesis 2 and is affirmed by Jesus in Matthew 19. The two will become one flesh. This is one of the deepest statements in Scripture about marriage, but wedding officiants must teach this carefully. One flesh union is not merely physical attraction. It is not merely sexual intimacy. It is not merely living in the same home. It is not the disappearance of one person into another. It is not domination. It is not fusion. It is not loss of personhood. One flesh union is covenant union before God. The bride and groom remain distinct persons. Each is an image bearer. Each has a body, story, conscience, calling, gifts, limits, and responsibility before God. Yet in marriage, they are joined into a new covenant life. Their promises, bodies, household, future, faith practices, vulnerabilities, and daily responsibilities become profoundly connected. This is why Christian marriage cannot be reduced to romance. Romance may begin the attraction, but covenant carries the marriage. This is also why Christian marriage cannot be reduced to law. The law may recognize the union, but it cannot create one flesh faithfulness. And Christian marriage cannot be reduced to private narrative. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their story must be brought under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. The organic human's framework helps us here. The bride and groom are embodied souls. Their spiritual lives and physical lives are not separate compartments. Their emotions, sexuality, communication, work, money, family systems, prayer, forgiveness, and worship all belong to the marriage journey. One flesh union touches all of life. That means wedding officiants must avoid shallow stereotypes. Sometimes people speak as if the husband's role is to command and the wife's role is to comply. That is not Christ-like covenant. Sometimes people react against that distortion by treating husband and wife as interchangeable individuals with no created male and female meaning. That also loses biblical clarity. Christian marriage calls the organic male and organic female into covenant life without caricature. The groom is called to love with Christ-like sacrifice. The bride is called to covenant faithfulness with dignity and strength. Both are called to humility. Both are called to forgiveness. Both are called to truth. Both are called to embodied holiness. Here is a Ministry Sciences observation. In premarital conversation, the officiant may hear language that reveals fear of one flesh union. One person may fear being controlled. Another may fear being abandoned. One may idealize marriage as constant romance. Another may see marriage mainly as practical partnership. One may carry wounds from divorce, abuse, betrayal, or family chaos. The officiant does not become a therapist. The officiant does not pretend to solve everything. But the officiant observes wisely and responds appropriately. A helpful question might be, when you think about becoming one flesh, what feels beautiful to you and what feels frightening? That question may open the door to better teaching, pastoral care, mentoring, or referral. For the one wedding officiant, remember that even one ceremony teaches a theology of marriage. For the ordained wedding officiant, build language that honors one flesh union without stereotypes. For the church staff minister, connect marriage to discipleship. For the chaplain, preserve covenant clarity in vulnerable settings. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, help couples turn one flesh promises into daily practices. A Christian wedding is not merely a celebration of two people in love. It is the public beginning of one flesh covenant life before God. The officiant must speak this with care, not harshly, not vaguely, not sentimentally, not stereotypically, but with biblical truth and pastoral warmth. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. They enter marriage as organic female and organic male image bearers. They become one flesh in covenant life, and the Christian wedding officiant stands as a witness to that holy reality.